from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ken Carmen is going to join us at 4:20. Ken is in Seattle. You think Ken does any of the touristy things that you do in Seattle? Like, there's not an amount of money in the world that you could get to pay me to go ahead and lick that gum wall. I think that might be the grossest thing in the history of history.
I was in Seattle once in my life, and it was for about 36 hours.
Did you throw a fish? Did you lick the gum wall?
Did you drink a Starbucks? I did nothing. I may have told the story in the past. No, I was out there for, they were working me out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so this is when... In 2007, okay, I was at the Eagles in 06, camp in 07, got cut in 07, and then I was like trying to catch on. So I flew down to Jacksonville for a workout. Mm-hmm. I flew out to Seattle for a workout. That was my first workout, actually. And I was like, man, this is crazy. So I get to the facility, long flight, and get to my hotel, workouts the next day. Actually, the first day they took us for like a physical and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, met Mike Holmgren. Jim Moore was the DB coach at the time. And then the next day we did the workout. I performed very well. They were to run 40-yard dashes. We had to go through this, you know, DB drills, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it happened to, shocker, pouring rain outside. So we're doing this workout. I mean, it felt like I was in The Last Boy Scout. Like that scene, you know, when they're in the rain without the gun. Okay. It was a fun workout. I had a good workout.
Didn't get signed.
Yeah. I've had lots of good workouts.
I mean, I feel bad if you went there and you're like, I stunk up the joint and that was it. And that's all she wrote. But if you had a good workout, then it's all you could do.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more I could do. I ran fast. In fact, I ended up leaving there and going to Jacksonville and I ran 4:03 there.
Well, that's incredible.
It was incredible for me. I was like, I hadn't ran a 40 in like 3 years.
Did you think someone had a quick trigger to the stopwatch? Or were you on it?
It was that low grass.
Oh, okay.
I don't know is it Bermuda or Kentucky bluegrass, whatever it was in Florida. It's like cut like a
The Bermuda is very popular in a lot of the different golf
anyway,
tournaments.
It was super fast. But yeah, and the next day I flew to Buffalo and caught on there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out if Ken's doing anything.
So Seattle, I did nothing other than I saw the facility. By the way, the facility is so cool. It's right on this like lake. Beautiful.
They put a lot of money into it all. It's a weird setup to begin with.
I mean, look at like Washington Huskies.
Yeah.
The college team.
Yeah.
Obviously.
That's most of the program team of
Okay, I corrected myself because I sound like a fool.
You're fine.
Point is that stadium's beautiful, right in the water. You can see all that stuff.
It's a lot of money in the Pacific Northwest, though. There's a lot of money over in that area.
I don't know that I'd want to live there. I wouldn't mind going out there for a couple of weeks.
Rains a ton. I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't know that it's for me. I don't know that I'll ever make it to Seattle. I've been to a lot of places in America. I don't think I'm ever going to make it to Seattle. I like the idea of it, but it's just not. It's just I don't think too hipster. I just don't think it's for me.
I'm sure there's air. You're just judging based off what you think it is.
Yes, that's all I can do. Before I go to a place, that's all I can do.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Well, their top tourist attractions are all things I have zero interest in. The gum wall I said is the grossest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, just the idea.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Okay, just because Starbucks is there doesn't mean you have to drink coffee.
I don't want to throw a fish at Pike Place. That doesn't interest me. What else am I doing there?
What about the needle? Can't you go up in that needle that they had in Seattle?
Oh, you mean I'm going to go to a really tall building as if I didn't grow up in Chicago and take every field trip to the John Hancock and the Sears Tower?
I think it'd be cool to go to a game there.
And be a part of the 12th man?
Yeah. Just because I've heard it so loud.
Yeah, the atmosphere is probably nice.
I missed playing there, like, because I was injured one season. Well, 1 week in training camp in Minnesota. We played out there, and I was like, oh, I didn't make the trip.
Who was the original 12th man? Was it Seattle or was it Texas A&M?
Probably Texas A&M.
Right? They just completely stole that from Texas A&M. There's no, right? I mean, I
don't know that it's that original. It's kind of like our pulse.
Why is it that it caught on for the two of them, though?
I don't know.
That's a good, by the way,
it's a fair question.
I want to give you credit there, though. That's a good poll with the pulse. That was a good on the spot poll right there.
Thank you.
100% right. Everyone in radio has done a version of the pulse. I have a version on my show, Overtime, with Jonathan Peterwin. Instead of being the pulse, it's called Off the Beaten Path. But it works. But why does it catch on for certain spots and not others, the 12th man? Why is it we got one pro spot that has a fan base that is so rabid that they like genuinely believe that they add on to the team's wins, and then we got one college team of all the college teams, all the college atmospheres, and we got the Dog Pound.
I mean, and Dog Pound's cool.
Dog Pound is cool.
Very cool.
Yeah. We have an update with Denzel Ward, and I want to talk about your playing days with this, because I took a lot of calls on my show a couple days ago and talking about Denzel Ward. Mary Kay Cabot said he plans to continue playing despite his fifth concussion, and his return to the field once he's cleared from the protocol was never in question. That's good news for Browns fans on a lot of different levels. She also said that the idea that he'd be there for week one is definitely in play. And in looking at the schedule, Dustin, I have like 75 million thoughts on this, but I first gravitated towards, if he can't be on the field week one, a lot of Browns fans, after the audition that MJ Emerson had against Justin Jefferson, I think a lot of Browns fans felt really good about the prospect of having MJ Emerson line up against the number one on the other side. But we take on a bunch of really good wide receivers. Assuming CeeDee Lamb is signed for the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb into Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk had 1,100 yards 2 years ago. He would have got to 1,000 last year, but he didn't have enough games. Malik Nabers is now in New York. We haven't seen him play in the NFL, but I think we can both agree he's going to be an absolute stud. He's one of those you just know. Devontae Adams for the Raiders. And then in Washington, you got Scary Terry McLaurin. Like, it might not be a murderer's row of teams. I didn't even get to the Eagles after that. By the way, you got the Eagles, which, as we know, have two different guys that can destroy you, and Jamar Chase with the Bengals after. I mean, we're at seven straight weeks of really good number one wide receivers that you have to take on. If this could have crept into the regular season, I mean, Denzel Ward, I don't think Browns fans took the impact that he had last year in making his third Pro Bowl and how elite he is. I don't think they took it for granted. But I definitely think there were some fans saying, well, MJ Emerson can do the job, and I think there's a drop-off there, and I don't know that we would have felt comfortable if it would have been MJ Emerson against all those wide receivers that I put out there. And it's not because MJ Emerson isn't good. MJ Emerson is very good. It's just Denzel Ward, I think that highly of.
I think very highly of Denzel Ward. I'm worried about his health. I'm worried about a lot of things with him, but he's super, super talented. He's what, top five corner in the league?
I think he's there.
Top 10?
I put him there as top five. I don't know that many of the national pundits put him there as top five. But again, three Pro Bowls. Last year, he was about as dominant of a season as you could see him have. I think he's there. I think Sauce Gardner's on that list. I think Jalen Johnson's on that list. I think Darius Williams is on that list. I think Kendall Fuller's on that list. You can come up with names, right? You can come up with a lot of names. I think the best cornerback tandems are on teams that work really well, though. And I think that might be the difference there. A lot of the teams I just named, Sauce Gardner, he's on an island for himself. He's got to figure it out on his own. I like McDuffie and Snead in Kansas City. I like Douglas and Johnson in Buffalo. Like, I think when you can have the MJ Emerson and Denzel Ward connection, I think that is what makes the Browns defense truly shine. And I know the drop-off in MJ Emerson and Greg Newsome for a lot of fans, I think they don't think that it would have been that large. I think this would have carried into the regular season, Dustin. I think it would have been very noticeable. I think we would have taken it for granted, and I think it would have been very noticeable.
Tell me exactly why.
I think Denzel Ward is elite. I think he is very talented, and I don't know that we give him as much credit for as talented as he is. Because I think every year he gets a concussion. He's got five known concussions right now, and I think we chalk up the idea that we haven't seen him play at full strength for an entire season, and I think we just dock him for it. But I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know how you can watch Browns games every week and not think anything but Denzel Ward is an elite corner in the league. That's the part that always escapes me. But it was amazing to me. A couple days ago, We were talking. I was getting phone calls. People saying Denzel Ward needs to retire. 5 concussions. He's got to hang it up. He can't be out there doing this game. And I know it was selfish of me, but I was thinking about it from a Browns perspective. I think fans were looking at it the same way I look at like golf balls on the golf course, where I'm like, hit that one into the trees. I'll just pull another one out. I think you guys look at this like we have an endless supply of cornerbacks. And although they're very good at it, the Browns, I'll give them a bunch of credit. They're very good at not only getting cornerbacks here, drafting cornerbacks, taking care of cornerbacks, and getting them to play really good football, but we don't have an endless supply. And there is no such thing as an endless supply of Denzel Wards. That's an elite player right there. And I feel like in many respects, we took the hype attached to MJ Emerson and the joint practices with Justin Jefferson, and we just kind of said, well, he can do the job now. And I just don't know that that's the right mindset. But this is a scary thing. And you dealt with concussions in your career, Dustin.
Tons.
How do you have a guy that's had 5 concussions and you turn around and say, okay, go out there and do it, and we got full confidence that we can bank on you week in, week out? Because now I'm looking at this almost like Dolphins fans have to look at Tua. Tua 2 years ago had what we know of 3 concussions in one season. He had one on the Sunday night game that we all watched nationally. Then they played a Thursday night game, and we watched him get knocked in the next week. And then he had another one later on that Mike McDaniel diagnosed and put out there. And that turned into the one that benched him for the playoff game against the Bills. Skylar Thompson got the start. Mike McDaniel vaped on the sideline. The rest is history. But that offseason, his parents were like, we don't want him playing football. Like, this is dangerous. This isn't good.
I totally get it. We've had that many diagnosed concussions, and it's so much different now where they are a lot more cautious about getting the player back on the field, and we've seen it. Heck, I remember who was the tight end here? Jordan Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? I mean, he had promise, and then he ends up out of the league because of concussions.
I mean, I guess the question would be, and you're still dealing with concussions and the effects of everything that. I mean, how many concussions would you're different. Your generation in the NFL is different because you guys got to live with the idea that you didn't know the answers.
Yeah, and we were also discouraged to tell the trainers and doctors how we felt and how our – you know, if we took a big shot, like I remember having a concussion in one game against the Dolphins in 07, definitely blacked out, definitely a concussion. I wasn't leaving the game.
And that was in 07, you said?
Mm-hmm.
When you won the national title in 02, you don't remember the second half?
In the national title game, yeah.
Like, so that's two different instances, which means there's probably a lot of instances somewhere in between there, right? But it was such a different environment. It was just a different way of how we looked at football.
Oh, God, yeah.
I feel like now with the Guardians caps and everything else like that, I feel like we look at football in such a way that like these players, they know the risks. They know what can come of it. And the fact that Denzel Ward is telling Mary Kay Cabot, our friend over there at Cleveland.com, he's going to stay playing. Like this is what he wants to do. I think it's interesting. And I do think it's going to lack empathy from fans that maybe 15 years ago would have been there. I think now it doesn't, because we almost look at it the same way we look at like smoking a cigarette. It's like, listen, man, there's a lot of research on top of this. Like, you know the risks that you're doing. We're not going to fault you for doing whatever you need to do and being out there on the field and making your money, but you've made $60+ million already in your career. You could easily walk away. At this point, he's deciding he's going to see this thing through. But I don't know how much the Browns can depend on him in the future. That I don't know. When you have 5 concussions, that seems like you got another one knocking on the doorstep at some point.
I don't know, man. It's so hard for a guy like Denzel Ward, because then also you're in kind of a tough spot if you're Denzel.
For sure.
I get it. We got to think about our long-term health and how our brains are going to be, you know, in 20, 30, 40 years. But Denzel, again, he's made a ton of money, so maybe it's a totally different, you know, deal for him because he knows he's set for life and in that situation, you don't necessarily need to sacrifice your health for the payday. And like I sacrificed my health because I had to stay in the league and I needed a job. And I was very scared to lose that job. And I think everybody was back in 08, 07.
Much different situation.
Even in 2012.
Yeah. It's a scary thing. There's no denying it. It's a scary thing. I think our conversations, though, are much different today on it than we are maybe even a decade ago. Decade ago, and when you were playing, for instance, it would have been that idea like, oh my gosh, they didn't know. Different. Where nowadays, it's like, Denzel, you see the risk in front of you. This is his choice at this point. He sees the risk. Now we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kenneth Carmen, the mayor of Cleveland, joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. What's up, Kenny Baseball? Big Mariners game tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to the Mariners game tonight. What's happening?
Look at you. Going to say hi to Julio Rodriguez and Safeco. Going to watch nice little do you know who's pitching in tonight's matchup?
I got to find out who's managing the Mariners. They just fired Scott Service.
So they fired Scott Service. Did you hear that story?
You finally got that right, Ken, huh?
Oh, that's right. That was the name you couldn't say.
I said it messed up on purpose because
no,
Lima
you didn't.
Could
I don't
not
think
say
so,
it.
Ken. No, you didn't.
Because Lima couldn't say it.
What a great cover that is. There's no chance that's true.
Sorry. I didn't mean to jam you up, Ken.
He was a Major League Baseball player in the 90s. You think I don't know who Scott Service is? Come on.
I mean, you told me you watched a million Cubs games growing up, and he was the catcher for the Cubs, number 9. On your scorecards, he's great.
Well, I'm over here getting my stones busted over here. I told you the truth.
No, we should. We're done.
No,
jamming
we believe
up.
You.
It's all good.
Yeah, we believe you. Okay. Nobody else believes you, but we believe you. Did you see? He got fired. He found out through the news scroll on like the TV, and that's how he found out he got fired.
That's how I found out he got fired. So I guess we got something in common.
It's ridiculous. Are you gonna try the fried crickets? That's what they sell at Safeco.
What the hell, right? When in Rome.
If you put it out on Twitter.
Castillo's pitching tonight.
People are going to love it. You eating, do it like you do a Get-Go ad, okay? Put the cricket in your mouth, make a shot at Pony, call it a day. It's good times.
Can I tell you guys a story real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Let's know.
So we're out here, and we went to this place called STK last night. Zagura took me there, and obviously, I mean,
STK
he likes
the is the best. I've told you guys about STK. They have them in all the big cities.
Yeah, I didn't know about a chain.
It is a chain.
Said all the big cities.
Okay, there's like 5 of them in America. And it,
yeah.
Ken, you would agree with this. It's like a nightclub, but you have
real
the best food
Seattle
ever.
Flavor. It's in every city in America.
It's not in every city.
It was good. There's like 3 of them.
Got to get that New York slice.
Vegas,
tomorrow.
Chicago, New York, Phoenix, Seattle, Miami, Nashville.
You guys got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Sorry.
So we get there. And we sit down. It's like me and Zagura. It's all there was. So some other people came, but I can't tell you who. Until tomorrow on 92.3 The Fan, your flagship home of Cleveland Browns football. So anyway, we sit down, and they're like, hey, you guys are from Cleveland? They're like, yeah. And they go, I hope you win. And we go, why? And they go, DK Metcalf came in here earlier this week. And we're like, all right. We comped his meal. He didn't even tip. DK Metcalf, not just a bad tipper, a no tipper, did not tip a comped meal. Dustin, I'm sure I've never had experiences like this. They had Wagyu. They had an entree that was $149.
Wagyu.
And the guy didn't tip.
You have to. I tip if I get a discount or you got a coupon back in the day at Ponderosa, you tip.
Well, you know, the rumor back in the day, everyone used to call him No Tippin' Pippin. Scottie Pippin would never leave a tip. you get nicknames this way, Ken. This is how this happens.
Yeah. So I'm spreading that rumor today and tomorrow.
Or did they do it just so they knew you would tip and try to make up for DK Metcalf? Is that what happened there?
I don't know. I didn't pay. Nathan paid.
Okay. That could be the story they tell every out-of-towner. It's like, oh, that poor thing. They didn't. DK Metcalf worth millions of dollars didn't tip us. We'll make it up to him. We'll make it up. Hey, how was the flight? I thought about you the other day because you said you were scared about the flight. I almost texted you to let you know that it takes 7 straight human errors in order to have an accident on a plane. You are in so much more danger driving to the airport than you ever would be on the plane.
It was fine. It was an interesting experience because I've never been on an NFL flight, so that was fun. But I ended up having a window seat.
There's too much food. You'll put on like 10 pounds on the way out there.
So usually I'm terrified. I open up the window and I look down and I saw South Dakota. I looked at South Dakota, beautiful. I looked at Idaho, Montana. Montana's beautiful from the sky. So, yeah, it was a good time.
What'd you watch?
I watched The Big Lebowski.
Or did you just raw dog it?
No, God, no. I don't even – Lima said that on the air. I thought we were going to have to dump him the other day.
Raw dog means something different than what people think. You get your head out of the gutter.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. Anywho, I watched Big Lebowski.
Wade raw dogged it on the tennis court today.
Stop saying it. You're just celebrating it now.
It's what we say about these certain things in life.
And you can at least tell people what it is if they're confused.
Yeah, you raw dog on the tennis court, you come out with a racket, no bag, just like you're just raw dogging it.
Well, on an airplane, it's like you're not,
there's no electronics, no technology.
No headphones, no phone, no water, I think, even as part of
nothing,
it.
Nothing,
no
food.
You just stare straight ahead
straight
like you're a mannequin.
Flight tracker.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Have you watched the McNair documentary yet?
No, not yet.
It's worth it.
It's sad. I will.
Mm-hmm. I actually thought they've somehow found a way to make it more about the Titans and then them existing and them moving and everything instead of the actual murder that took place.
I feel like there's a lot of details about the murder.
There should be a lot of details about the murder. It was a pretty famous murder.
I kind of wanted more details, if I'm being honest. Jeff Fisher was great in it, though.
He was actually very, very awesome.
Yeah, from a football perspective, I think you'll dislike it through the history of everything.
I know a couple buddies of mine that played for Jeff Fisher in Tennessee. Donnie Nicky's one of them, and they love Jeff Fisher. Like, total player's coach.
Yeah, it's always unfair that he got, like, the 7-9, 8-8 thing attached to him.
Yeah.
He was, you know, a lot of people go after him. But if you think about the longevity that he had, that's actually pretty successful when you consider how quickly coaches get fired anymore. So,
and he survived through the move, too.
Yes.
Hey, Kevin, let me ask you, we're going to get to the Browns and all your sideline duties and everything in just a second, though. But, like, I really wanted to hear you in line with this morning on the Gardos. I was a little upset that, obviously, you had to be away. You had to do your thing. Hey, were you happy you didn't have to talk Gardos this morning? Or what was your reaction to yesterday and everything went down?
Because I landed and then I saw they lost, and so I was upset. Tried as quickly as I could to get over it. I've been reacting to these games basically game by game, almost like they're Browns games. And I think that almost the people who have done that, such as myself, have created a monster, because now we're getting very nasty calls and tweets every time they lose. Because I think a lot of people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. I want them to be rewarded and to get to the postseason. It's a young team. A lot of people didn't think very much of them, so I want them to get rewarded and get to the postseason. But I think a lot of people just think that eventually they're going to fall out, and they're maybe going to hold on to a wild card, maybe, and I think they're just trying to hold on to their feelings as best they can and not get hurt.
Yeah, I think the shoe dropped yesterday. I think that was...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The shoe dropped yesterday?
Yeah, I think on Monday you guys said it was the best win of the season, and then by the time we got to Thursday, I think that was the worst. That was the worst the entire fan base has felt all year long.
It was a very ugly atmosphere on social media when we landed.
What a roller coaster we have gone on with that team. I mean, I like that you're watching every single game. That's been an absolute roller coaster.
Yeah. But you have to. You got a new manager. You have to watch every single game. Francona, I hate to admit it, but I'll admit it to everybody. I took it for granted. Hmm. Like, if I was busy or something, like on a late like Sunday, like a lot of things to do, I'm like, I'll listen to it a little bit. I'll watch it a little bit, but I can't really pay. Now you're locked in. I've been locked in all year.
You knew he was driving the ship. You knew everything was fine. You knew at the end of the day you had someone in control and someone that could take care of it. And right now with Felt, we got to – I think he's a good manager, but this is a learning curve for him. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, it is.
Ken, I'm trying to figure out why preseason has not been kind of like interesting for a Browns perspective, or maybe even spectacular in any sense of the way. I think it's because we like preseason because preseason breeds optimism. And everywhere we've looked with this Browns team in the past month, there's been no optimism. Every report we have has been Deshaun either not going through an entire practice or the offense only throwing screen passes. And we haven't been able to live like 31 teams supposed to, like, this is the good times of the season.
Yep. Everybody, I don't know. Have you guys watched any of the other preseason games from around the NFL?
Yeah, I watched the Steelers Bills last weekend. I watched all that one. I'm in on the Fields Wilson back and forth. I'm in on that.
Have you noticed the crowds in the other cities? Ours are pretty light in comparison. Like, they're still our the first two games we had, and the only two games we had, pretty light houses. And then I watched a little bit of Kansas City last night, and I'm like, man, there's a lot of people at this preseason game. Now, I know that the Packers had like a charity drive for like 10 bucks a head, so that was like a special circumstance there. But I'm like, man, we're really light. And I think it's just the anticipation of the season becomes, what are you going to do for me now? It's been year three. We've gone through the Watson stuff enough. What are you really going to do for me this time? And I think a lot of people are waiting to the regular season to make their mind up.
How many people are only going to watch this game if Deshaun is playing?
How many aren't going to watch the game or are going to watch?
How many people will? That decision will decide whether or not they watch that game.
I would say a good 40%.
That's a lot.
If he does, or what was the question? Sorry,
it's based on how many people will only watch the game if Deshaun is playing.
I think it's 70%.
70%?
Oh God, that's a lot.
Let me make it clear.
10 p.m. Eastern. 60%. 10 p.m. Eastern. So that's late. That is late.
It's a late game.
Saturday night.
Dude, who's going to be
nice weather out there too? By the way,
unless you're like, I don't know, man. Who's going to be sitting at home and be like, man, gotta watch this exhibition?
I would be, but I'm a special circumstance.
You work for the team.
I know. So I can't sit there and say that I'm a normal person.
We do this every day for a living. It's like we have to watch these games. But I'm going to be DVRing it. I'm going to be on the road. And I'll watch back the first quarter when I have a moment before Monday.
I mean, you're going to have to. Other than that.
I guess I don't have to if Deshaun doesn't play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he gosh. Boy, that's a hell of a thing. If he doesn't play tomorrow, is there people are just going to be like, hey, you know what, guys, you don't have to watch it. I don't think they're going to let us get away with that.
Just throw it on the radio and listen to Ken Carmen.
We got to listen to Jim Gerard, and then I pop in every now and then.
What do you think about doing sidelines? You like it?
It's a blast. It is fun.
When I did it for those few games back in 18, it was it's really hard to get your thoughts in like 20 seconds.
Yeah. Well, they go so quick now. Like, they're barely huddling. And it's just like, man, I gotta get in, gotta get out. And then a couple of times on the sidelines when they like turn the corner, and I'm just like, man, this guy's huge. And if they run into me, this is gonna be a big problem. Like, I gotta get out of the way. Like, some of that's fun. The speed is totally different when you're down there. It's not like it's a totally different game, but just the speed, you gotta get used to that because they're moving so fast in comparison to when you're watching on TV or up in the stands.
Let me go back to Deshaun for a second. Do you have a vibe? Do you have a? What's your vibe on if he will or won't play?
I think he will. I think he's going to get playing time. And I think he's going to play tomorrow.
Even if you've got like an offensive line and Fetty plays at left tackle?
Yeah. By the way, we're getting desperate. Right before you guys called me, somebody was advocating. Somebody I trust and I like as a scout, and I forget his name, and I wish I could tell you because I'm drawing a blank right now. But he said the Browns need to go get Jackson Carmen from the Cincinnati Bengals. One, we've never traded with the Bengals. Two, don't go out and get Jackson Carmen. I don't care if we share the same last name, and I do believe we're actually related in some way. I think he's a second cousin. Do not go out and get him. That is not going to solve our problems. Don't do it. No. Don't advocate for it. Don't make it happen. No. No. Go ahead.
Why are you so against Jackson Carmen?
Because he ain't good at the position, and we're going to have to give up a draft pick for him, and he ain't going to fix anything. I'd rather just wait on Jed Wills to get back or try to Jack Conklin for him to staple himself together and try that, or I'd rather have Jermaine Effetti because at least I wouldn't have to give anything up. This guy is not good. Not good.
Ken, why won't you return my phone calls?
Oh.
I've been busy. Every time you call, I've been busy.
That's BS, dude.
I've been busy?
That's total. Dude, I've called you five times.
Busy?
Justin, have I or have I not sent you a picture of what I was doing basically every single time?
Yeah, you can't make 5 minutes in the last week.
It takes just as long to answer the call as it does to take a photo and send it to him.
Guys, we're taking football pictures, and I know I keep like
I'm saying like the next day.
Oh, I'm busy every day.
Okay,
That's
all right. Don't expect any more phone calls.
That's a lame excuse, Ken.
I don't want to hear that.
That's a lame excuse, buddy.
Dude. You don't
got 5 minutes.
It's such an excuse. That's ridiculous.
Work with the guy for 13 years. You don't got 5 minutes.
Not even five. How about two?
It's like, hey, I don't got your call. I'm on the toilet right now, but I got your call.
Do I really want to call you back? And then, I mean, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but do you want me to run you off the phone in 2 minutes or 5 minutes? No, I want to have time to have a conversation.
Here, Dustin, if you want to get a hold of him, call him from my phone.
Good point.
Man, That's like that's right. A lot of levels of rude right there, guys. That is a lot of levels of rude. Yeah, anyone in this room calls me, I'm answering. Just want to make that clear. And maybe not right away, but I'll get to you. I'll get back to you. It's not that hard.
I apologize.
Enjoy the fried bugs and the baseball game tonight, and the homage to Ken Griffey Jr. that I'm sure you're going to see. All the Griffey stuff has got to be great. I would love the Griffey stuff.
I'll take a look at it. You guys are getting me out just in time. People at this bar are starting to look at me funny because I'm being all live with you guys. So they just think
you're returning a phone call for the first time in a while. All right. Thank you, Ken.
Take care.
Have a good one.
You too.
That is Ken Carman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Kenneth Carman, he joined us last segment, of course, Carman and Lyman in the morning, and he sounded pretty confident. He sounds, and remember, there's just the idea that he's there on the sidelines. He's hanging around with a lot of Browns people. I like the idea that Ken sounded pretty confident right there that Deshaun Watson will play. And so we're asking you guys, 216-474 to below 92, are you watching this game late at night? 10 o'clock start time. Are you watching this game on the basis of Deshaun starting? And if Deshaun doesn't start, are you then just a no-go, Dustin? Is that what this is going to come down to?
Yeah, I'm kind of a no-go if he doesn't start. That was kind of weird.
That's okay. You were home free, man. You were in the
I know, but, you know, and whatever. But just go. I lost my thoughts. I said a word that was not the right word.
Brandon up next. What's up,
hey,
Brandon?
What's up, dude?
How you doing, Carmen? How you doing? Happy Friday.
Who?
Happy Friday. This is Brandon.
Hey, happy
Brandon.
Friday, Brandon.
Yeah, good to have you, buddy.
Happy Friday.
So with Deshaun, aren't you getting a little worried, like, it's Friday mid-afternoon. How come he's not announced the starter?
I don't think we're going to have it till game time. I think it's going to be a game time thing with Stefanski.
I'm worried. I'm not confident on him. As long as, you know, I went to the first game preseason. I definitely would be watching the game. Like, by now, I'm used to him not starting. So, I'm still watching the Browns. I'm a true dog fan, so...
Okay.
I'm watching the Browns.
Yeah, and I think there'll be a segment of fans, and thank you, Brandon. It's tough because we can't – it's really hard for me and Dustin to sit here and tell you what we would do because we do cover, in a way, the Browns. Like, our life is the Browns. I told you guys last week – I'm always the guy that watches everything. I thought it was oddly, I don't know, transparent of myself, even though I'm a very transparent radio host in general, to tell you guys, like, I had a tee time. I was going to play nine holes. I wanted to do that, and it happened. I took my daughter to the zoo. Then I went golfing, and I was like, whenever I get back is when I get back, and that's when I'm going to watch the Browns game, and that's what's happening there. And I got in my car, ready to go home. Browns game was in the second quarter. I heard the radio crew, including Ken, tell me everything I needed to know about the game up until that point. I didn't feel like I missed anything. I felt like it was fine. Now, I was getting ready to go ahead and do Monday with you, Dustin, and so I went back and I watched the first quarter, and then I yelled at myself for going back and watching the first quarter. But, like, that is also our job. We got to do these type of things. If it wasn't my job, and I watch every bit of sports. That's what I do. I'll watch how much of Week Zero do you think I'm going to watch on Saturday? It's going to be a lot. A lot of Week Zero in college football, because that's what I do. That's what you do as well, Dustin. But I just don't know that we need to watch this game. I don't know that we need to. If Deshaun isn't playing, I don't know that you need to. But I'm willing to admit a lot of people that will call in here, you guys are better sports fans than most. You guys listen to sports talk radio. You have an investment to it. If your answer is, I'm a Browns fan, and I want to see what they look like, and I even if it's just Jerry Jeudy versus Witherspoon, then that's an acceptable answer, for sure. You also want to tell me it's late on Saturday and you don't want to go down that road? Also acceptable as well. But for the people that live in the middle, and Deshaun being your interest factor in this game, I think that's a reasonable take. I really do. I believe that's a reasonable take. If I didn't have so much invested into it, maybe that would be my answer as well. Like, if I'm a Chiefs fan, am I not watching last night as Patrick Mahomes sits on the sidelines? Like, there's still some cool things that come out of it. You got Mahomes, after the Chiefs scored that one long touchdown, Mahomes running up and down the sideline celebrating like he was a 12-year-old. That was kind of fun. It was kind of fun. Like, that alone might be worth it. I don't know. Maybe the sideline interview with Deshaun is worth enough to tune in and figure out how it all goes. Also, might just be a waste of time. I'm not sure. Felix up next. What's up, Felix?
You read my mind there. Honestly, I'm a diehard fan, so of course I'm going to watch. It would bring an excitement factor that if he does play, kind of gets us excited for the season, see what he has. But, yeah, being here, born and raised in Cleveland, you know, we're diehard fans. So I'll probably watch it first quarter, second quarter, once it gets to, you know, after halftime. My mind and, you know, other activities might, you know, take my attention. But I'm definitely watching it just for the excitement of the Browns. You know, I'm waiting for the season to start.
Yeah, and thank you, Felix. I appreciate you, man. Like, it is a Saturday night. People, I'm sure, want to be out and about doing things. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what time you go to bed these days, Dustin. What would we say, 10:30?
That, I mean, honestly, 10:30 is probably the sweet spot.
Yeah, so this game's going to be done at 1:30 in the morning.
Last night I went to bed about 12:30.
All right, so you make it to halftime. Are you ending your Saturday night? Your big Saturday night on a second quarter of a preseason game?
I'm not going to be in Ohio, so I won't be able to watch the game live anyway. So I'll have to watch it back when I get home.
Brian says no chance he's watching the game. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, as far as the game, you know, guys, it all boils down this year to how Watson plays. So, no, I'm not going to stay up till 10:30 and watch a preseason game if he's not playing. There's no way, because it just doesn't make sense. Now, if he plays, if we knew he was going to play, yeah, I'd watch a little bit.
What time do you normally go to bed, Brian?
You guys nailed it. About 10:30, 11 o'clock at the latest. So,
yes, you'd be stretching it. You'd be pushing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I knew he was going to go a couple series, yeah, I would definitely stay up. But no way, not if he's playing. Yeah, that's just my take on it.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you, man.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. You too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.